In Perek of Dalet, what it does is it has a two part to the parsha. It has the live event as it occurs, we say nowadays, live events, and then it has the recorded repetition of the entire event a second time. Now, obviously, the Torah is not going to just repeat things because that would be a waste of $1 billion of space, right? Every tag in the Torah is $1 billion real estate, so you're not going to waste 25 psukim repeating the same exact thing. That would be a little not ideal. So, first you have to know off the bat, is if you would take the two sides of the story, the actual event that occurred, and you would take the repetition of the story, and you'd fold them up on top of each other, I'm telling you, reality is there are many, many, many differences. I reprinted a sefer a few years ago called Simen Kad. Simen Kad is a play on the word. Simen Kad is because it's Perek of Dalet. And the entire verse, it's not my sefer, for Metzian Shleis, I put footnotes in, but the entire sefer is showing the differences between the original and the repetition of what occurred. So like we have a famous Rashi. Rashi says that the question is, did he give her the money first or did he ask her a name first? Everyone knows, oh, there's one difference. When he repeated the story, he changed the detail. When you look at the Simen Kad Sefer, if I remember roughly around, it's for sure over 100, maybe 150. I don't remember now offhand, I wrote a few years ago. 150 differences from the original event. So what Eliezer did was, he repeated the story. But when he repeated the story, his angle was to get the shidduch done, like matchmakers, because they get paid on the services. So he wanted to get the shidduch done. So what he did was, when he walked forward, he told them certain details that would modify the story. Again, I wouldn't say Chasham Eliezer lied. Modified the story in order to make it more presentable. And he worked in two tandems. He had a massive chessboard going on. At certain points, he was saying things that were unbelievable pro Rivka, to say, listen, I really want the shidduch. We want to make this happen. But he didn't want to overstock it, because he didn't want the family to turn and say, oh, you want Rivka, you know, the price goes up. Every time you say a compliment about my daughter, now the nodding becomes bigger. So he was doing a game. He was saying, I have people behind me. There's a second set of families waiting. He was doing this unbelievable strategy of pro and against, pulling and pushing. And you see, it worked. I mean, you see, with all the matchmaking abilities, in the end, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wouldn't have happened. So you see, it's not as easy as it sounds. Okay, so now we have the basis for the concept that when you flip the story upon each other, it's not a flipped story at all. There's mamish almost every pasuk. So one of the things is that's not even part of the whole story is just certain events. So even though the psukim is, let's say, 66 psukim, and I'm telling you half is not true to half is true, it's not even 66 divided by half, 33. Because a lot of the psukim are just realities. They're not like, there's not Eliezer repeating something. And it didn't happen in the first event. Like, for example, when he shows up to the house, Lavan takes the Avodah Zarah, according to Rashi, and he sends it out of the house. That's not part of a repetition. That's the reality that only occurred one time. So even within these psukim, you can't actually change things in reality. But yet, this is what we're going to discuss tonight. When it starts the meal, when it comes into the house, they're all sitting down, a big suda. I was here in by Chananya's Ufruf, right? Massive food. Tonight, food in the back. He came down to sit down. And what happens? He says, no. Before we eat, we have a long speech. You know, the famous joke with the lion, right? That the rabbis sent into the cage in the old Roman Colosseums. And he's sent in, and the lion's like Nebuch, he's killing every person there. And then the old Yid walks in with a long gabard, and he comes in, the lion comes running after him, and the guy stops the lion, and he whispers something, the lion walks away. And this is like the first time they hit the Colosseum, they're like, whoa! This rabbi has special powers, they're going crazy. And they were like, begging, what's the secret? How did you get the ferocious lion away from you? So I told the lion, listen, nach the meal comes the speeches. Right? You got to stick around. If you want to eat me, it's fine, but there's 15 speeches afterward. But not like Eliezer. Eliezer was the reverse. Eliezer said, before we sit and eat, let me give you a story. How long this conversation is going to be? They didn't know what he was going to plan on saying. But our question, before we get to like, there are at least 25 different answers, but we're not going to do all 25. But the question is, what was Eliezer thinking? Why, Taka, were you delaying the inevitable to give a drasha first? What was the pshat? So the first answer I want to say is a thing that comes up in America all the time nowadays. Now it comes all the time. You have in America, people go out for, let's say, 12 years. Then they get engaged for, I think, 6 more years, whatever it is. Then they arrange a wedding, and then by the time they get to the wedding, it's over, right? Because at that point, everyone who's married, I'm not going to say too many jokes. Anyone married long enough understands why that's not a good idea to date for more than 1 hour, right? That's it. What is he doing? So what happened? Then they break up. Nebuch, and everyone's upset. They go on YouTube and on Instagram. Everyone's, my ex-husband did this. My ex-boyfriend, now I found out he was X, Y, and Z. I never realized that. So now one of the major fights, they take him to court. It's going to be now, okay, noch de ganze zach. There's a ring here. Who keeps the ring? Who keeps the leichter in the Yiddish welt? Who keeps all the stuff? That's a massive detail, right? Over the course of that many years, right? Usually in Americana Shadyotim, what the fight is about is the cat and the dog, right? The ring, nobody cares about. Right? Who's going to keep the dog? Who's going to keep the cat, right? That becomes a major fight. So Maitzet, as we know in Judaism, everything has an halacha to it. Everything has an halacha to it. So it happens to be Gemara Ksuvah, Chanan, you'll know. The Gemara Ksuvah says that if a chosen sends presents to his kala, and then the shidduch breaks up, Gemara had this kasha. Who keeps the presents? I only gave you the presents because I thought there'd be a shidduch. I wasn't giving you a present and then you're going to break up with me 2 weeks later. That's not why I did it, or else everyone will be getting engaged. There'll be a million people getting engaged, right? For a ring, I'll get engaged for an hour. Why not, right? Oh, so the Gemara says this word. The Gemara says that if any point in time the groom comes to the kala's house and he eats a meal, then everything he gave is meichel. So if you send that $4,000 ring, I'm a barapak now, $8,000 ring, if you send the $8,000 ring, you have to know one thing. The moment you eat a meal by your future shver, you lost your ring. You have a chance to get that back if things don't work out up until you feed yourself. So the simple cheshbon is, according to some, very posh right now. And we know the story, we knew the Rashi. Eliezer already gave the gelt, right? Before he asked the question, we don't care. But he already gave a lot of money over here. Not even his own money, right? He gave over of his master's money, right? He's on the hook for that, right? That's how an employee works. You mess up, it's on your cheshbon. They take off your next check. So he has a sitting, he says, I gave the money over. Now he comes forward. He goes, wait a second. I don't know about this mishpacha. Now he's meeting the family. He's realizing, wait a second. I don't know if this is going to work out or not. He's like, at this point in time, I don't know if I want it to work out. There's a famous Rashi, right, with the Vilna Gaon. He didn't even want the shidduch to work out. He's like, this is what Avram's going to take. For this, he could have taken my daughter. He's looking around, he goes, okay, we're going to break this up, but you know what? I got to be smart here. So he tells him, listen, let's not eat a meal yet. Let's have a conversation first. Let's see if the shidduch's going to work out. Now they thought, stop, okay. I don't know what they were thinking. Well, stop, have a conversation, we'll figure it out. But Eliezer was thinking of monetary cheshbon. Monetary cheshbon is, listen, buddy, no. If this doesn't work out, you know one thing. Everything you're holding in your hands you're excited about goes back with me. I leave with the items. So that was answer number one. Answer number one, again, is going to be very simple. Mamish, a monetary cheshbon. A monetary cheshbon. Eliezer was still part of the negotiations, as we say when Shaduchim, part of the negotiations. What are you going to do for Chasim? What are you going to do for the Kala? Comes out very simple. I'm not eating. Now, then we'll make our decision. That's easy. Answer number one. Answer number two. You have to do a brisker of, right? So, again, I have about 30 answers, 25 to 30 answers I came up with. So, answer number two is a brisker of. The Briskarov says that Eliezer was in a unique position here. He was given the task, and within this task, he was told, based on other halachas, not for now, other halachas, he was told that the moment the shidduch comes through, by the way, that's when you get your shtar, you're out. You get your emancipation document. Your emancipation document was signed here, but it's part of the condition here. It gets signed for your release when the shidduch goes through. I'm mixing up some details because it's irrelevant for them. I'm taking out the not for us tonight. So he's told Eliezer, you can get out of this whole deal. Not the deal. Eliezer was happy, but Avram's servant. You can avoid Avram's servant. But Lamaisa, the shidduch has to go through. So Eliezer had a cheshbon like this. He said, when the shidduch goes through, you know what's going to happen? I'm a free man. And Lamaisa, what does every person from Brisk know about? Another answer is this. Lamaisa, there's a yesod by a lot of people, even some Heintike people. It's not even such a grois hazach. It is a grois hazach. I'm saying it's the thing that's that. There are a lot of people who are very makbid, that they don't eat sudas stamazai. They only eat food from a sudas mitzvah. Oh. Only from a sudas mitzvah. So Eliezer said right now, before we sit down to eat, I have to make sure this is called a mitzvah dika suda. If it's not a mitzvah dika suda, I don't eat. So he had to do that. So how's he going to do that? First, we're going to find out. A sudas erison, do it in the 9 days. Sudas erison, if someone gets engaged, we'll have to do it. So he said, listen, I don't know if I could eat yet in this house. What? So what people do, Chananya does it, he won't tell you out loud. Chananya does it every day in his house, he makes a siyum. No, sometimes it's tainus, but sometimes it's babasra.
Really?
Depends on the day. Babasra. Or the Baditchavarov has an interesting thing. The Baditchavarov says, very, very controversial, but possibly, but the Baditchavarov says that the only time, the reason why Eliezer said, I can't eat, is because the din is that on the day of a wedding, you have to fast. Oh, wow. And the Baditcherov adds on, huge chiddush, that the shliach of the chasen and kala has the same halacha. So it means, Eliezer said, I can't eat until the chasen happens.
Probably.
Yeah.
Rich, you
lived it? No, it's not. I saw the quote like 40 places. The problem with the Kedushas Levi is this. This is what everyone calls the Kedushas Levi. This is the problem. The problem with the Kedushas Levi is that what's the reason why a regular bride and groom, a chasan and a kala, fast on the day of wedding? There's two svaras. One is, Azoi Yom Kippur. The Mechilas Havainas. Since it's a Mechilas Havainas, it's like a Yom Kippur to them. If it's like Yom Kippur to them, you have to fast. So you have to fast. So therefore, you have to fast. If that, do you believe, they asked the B'tzerov, is it possible to say that the Shliach of the Chasan HaKala has to fast because he has Kaparas Havainas? If yes, it's not. But if yes, then you'd have, every wedding, we should have 50 guys come in and be a Shliach. Right? Every time you do something wrong, become a Shliach because someone get married. Yes, that's a but I don't know if that's, it's not because they're the shliach of the chasim. Yeah. You're saying that's the stamazai guest.
How was Eliezer able to be?
That's a bermaim chaim. So they ask on the bits of Turov, he's looking if it has it there. What's the other reason? The other reason is because you can't. We're afraid if you eat the day of the wedding. What do guys do the day of the wedding? They drink and they drink and they drink and before they know it, what? That's what he said.
No, he's asked they drink water. That
for
the second reason of shikar, it's not a problem.
Right. They're going to say, and they'll say, well, it has to be shikar. Excellent question, though. Excellent question. That he drank the water. Could be water is not considered drinking, but no. But the second shot is that the reason why chasan and kala fast is because you don't want them waking up the next day and saying, oh, this is a mistake. I don't know what happened last night, but I don't want it, right? A normal thing that goes on in America today, right? So in order to avoid that by chasan and kala, we tell the chasan and kala to fast. That would apply to the shliach also. Because if your agent is drunk, then you can annul the wedding, right? You can say, listen, that guy stood up for me, but I didn't realize that he was drinking what he thought was water, like the students I have in high school, right? They're always driving water. Like, why are you carrying so much water? What's the problem? Then you smell it, you realize, no. Now, there's a reason why the guy's not walking straight, right? But the idea is, in that case, now, if you want to say this, it makes sense then, because like Chanan, you're saying, l'shitasa, right? Because the B'ditcher Rav is saying, he's fasting as an agent, that it makes more sense as the drunkenness. Then one of the nafkaminis between the two reasons. What's the reason why chasan and kala fast? Either it's kaparas havainas, or we want to keep them healthy and awake before the wedding. One of the differences now will be the agent. Does he have to fast? The second one, to bring down lalacha, to Rishon talk about it, is what happens, let's say you have an afternoon wedding. You have an afternoon wedding, but the day hasn't ended yet. You have like in Belgium. The wedding's at 2:30 in the afternoon. But in Belgium or in England, it doesn't get nighttime until 11:45 at night. So what happens between 2:45 and 11:45? So if the reason why a chasan and kala fast is because kaparas havainas yoim slicha mechila, then azovi the night this way. Azovi yom kippur, you fast noch the whole thing till nighttime. If that's the reason, because we hold because we're going to the cooler side. The reason why we want the chasan and kala to fast is to walk into the wedding, as Avi Namala mentioned, and don't be drunk and don't claim afterward you know what you're doing. And then of course noch the wedding as soon as the shidduch is over. Makes sense. I'm guessing that there's different minhagim.
What?
Mistam, there's different minhagim. Do you think nobody's doing it afterward?
Yeah,
I don't know. Nobody? I don't know. There has to be. It's not just thing. Those are the things nobody taking off the chumrah. Can't be. If not, we start it tonight.
I mean, I guess usually after the chuppah, it's already.
No, normally after the chuppah, it's nighttime already. A lot of times, but. Yeah, I don't know. They bring this down. I think it might be. It's on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, on the page of the Torah. This thing, if after the wedding it takes place, if you have to continue to fast. So okay, Pasha says we have a very simple thing. That okay, that's another answer. Vaita, more answers. Another answer is I got a hold. This is a cute answer. This answer like this. Eliezer right now was going to come forward and repeat the story that occurred. But the reality was, as I said, we started the shiur tonight, that when he started, what he was repeating was a version that he saw. Now, he was wearing green sunglasses. Everything was green around him, and he's repeating the green story. But of course, this everyone else wearing blue glasses or zero glasses, and they're seeing different versions of events. That's why when he's repeating the story, we said there's 150 changes in the story going on. Now, when he's coming forward with that maisa, he has to realize himself. He wants to get his version in first. I want to get my version first before everything starts, before we start a meal. Why? Because Rivki Menu was at the meal, well, she was there at the events also. So whatever he's about to say, he has no Rivki, he met her, she's a Baal Chesed, I've had a Baal Chesed. But can she be trusted to go with my version of events? So the Maisa, what he had to do is, he had to get up there first and say, listen, let me tell you my story, what happened here today. I'm going to tell you Gansa Maisa. The Gansa Maisa, I'm telling you right now, why are we waiting? Because I don't want Rivka showing up here and giving food and saying, but what? That's not what happened. No, what? No, that's not the exact words you used. And all of a sudden, so he says, listen, I'm going to get my version out first, right? Classic PR move. You got to be the first one to say that, by the way, the hospital is bombed. Before everyone else wakes up, hospital is bombed. No one knows anything, right? So before when the fog is going on, he jumped in and he said, listen, let me tell you my version of events. And I hold it on PR works, that Lemaisa, the first thing you hear, you always believe first, right? Lemaisa, let's say he says, this is what happened. And then Rivka walks in and says, what? That's not what happened. He's winning. In the end, Avadi could trust Rivka. But I'm saying, but if he didn't know that, he figured, I'm going to get in my events first. What?
Rivka already told him.
Excellent. So Rivka Grada,
mother.
Only the mother.
Now,
excellent. And Shlomo Klug and others say that Rivka already changed a lot of the story. But yeah, Kadvar Mela. It says Rivka went to her mother's house to repeat Kad. What's Kadvar Mela? So Shlomo Klug is not everyone said that Kadvar meant that Shlomo Klug. That's similar to the story that events. Now, but even if that's true, by the way, even if I hold you right. But just to be a devil's advocate, doesn't make a difference. Eliezer didn't know that yet. Eliezer is coming in now. He says, I want to be the first guy. My first press release. This is my first press release. This is what occurred.
But after that puzzle,
could be. Sort of a long time ago. Could be.
Lavan already heard.
But that doesn't mean he heard the whole story.
No, he just saw the Nezet. What do you mean?
No, it doesn't mean, yeah, you have to know what he heard.
Anyways, either way, Eliezer didn't know that.
So it's Pashat, the reason why he was speaking before the food is because he wanted to get his version out before anything happens. Before the real news gets out, I have my version of the events that occurred. And you figure you're the first one out there, and that what happens? Like in today, like Mamash today in the world, what happens? They came out after and said, no, the hospital, and there's still 100,000 people saying, it's not true, it's AI, what do you call these things? It's fake pictures, I forgot the word they use now, right? Right, there's in the news, there's some lady I saw in the news the other day saying that there's no such thing, there's zero hostages. Zero, that's what she said, it's all an AI, what do you call it? AI, that's called the fake pictures, right? Why? Because you want to believe, you want to believe. See, I'm going to get my version out first. Then when you want to change it, but I'm going to hit first. Okay, that's another answer. Fine. Another answer I saw that a musavart for all of us, musavart, is that Lamaisa, that we know from already from Avraham Avinu. By Avraham Avinu, it said, Hashem didn't tell him where to go. You have to go on a mission. He didn't say where the mission is. Why? Because every step of the mission, Rashi says, every step of the mission becomes a mitzvah. And they all explain, what does it mean, every step of the mission? Because if I know where I'm going, if I have to get to East 47th Street, then every walk of mine is toward East 47th Street. It's one walk. It's one hemshach, one design of walking to 47th Street. But if I don't know where I'm going, every step is a new thing. They're not connected to each other. I don't know where I'm going. Which means if you want to get mitzvahs, you want to get more mitzvahs, you want to make it that the first thing you're going to do when you walk into your house, anytime, new rule right now, ruining your lives, the first thing you do when you come into your house is do a mitzvah. Why? Because that would mean that when you left place X and you were going home, that everything then of the walk became mitzvah. So if I'm walking home and the first thing I do, I get to my house, I do a mitzvah. Say hello to your wife, be nice. That's a mitzvah. And then that means that the whole 15 blocks I walked was a mitzvah. But if you walk into your house, anyone walks into the house and the first thing they do is, let's say, whatever, take out a newspaper. That means they walked. They had a half-hour walk. And then they read a newspaper. I know they're doing a mitzvah, but there's no mitzvah involved. The walking doesn't become a chelik and a mitzvah. The way to make a chelik and a mitzvah, the walking, is to have that the first thing you do when you come to the house to be a mitzvah.
Wow.
So Eliezer said, listen, I just came on the road. Before we do anything, I want to do a mitzvah. What's going to be my mitzvah? I'm going to make this my... Then I'm going to start talking. And by the way, Rashi tells us, by the way, when he starts talking, every word is Torah. How do you make something into a mitzvah? Torah is a mitzvah. So he said, listen, before we eat, eating might not be a mitzvah. Might yes be a mitzvah. Might turn into a mitzvah. But I know one thing. If I say some Torah right now, I was walking as if to tell you a mitzvah, to tell you Torah. So therefore, the reason why I wanted to talk first was in order to get the credit for the mitzvah, in order to have not just the mitzvah of saying Torah, which Rashi said is Torah, is to get every step of the way. That means the whole way there was considered a mitzvah.
Which was short.
We'll go. One more could be like this. It's fine. Lemaisa, the difference also could be when you're sitting down for, I think this is possible. When you're sitting down for a meal, you want to know everyone's role in the situation. How much you're going to enjoy the meal depends on what you are. Wow. Am I a guest in your house? Or are we sort of related to each other now? Are we business partners, if that's wow. Better? Because he's not really mechutin, but yeah. Before I sit down for a meal, I wonder what I am here.
Right.
So it's bullshit. Let me give you a story first. Let's figure out the deal here, and then we'll decide what I want to eat. I have different rules. As a guest, I have different rules. Right? You walk into someone's house. If you're a guest, you have to do certain things halachically. If you're a relative, different halacha statuses, right? Everyone within the confines of the meal takes his role. So Eliezer said, Pasha, that's an halacha shaila. I don't know what role I have in this house right here. I thank you for inviting me in, and I thank you for offering me food. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I don't know what type of food I'm eating. Am I comfortable going to the fridge? Am I comfortable asking for seconds? I have no idea yet. Let's figure out what our situation is. So, you know, so he said, before we do, we're going to figure out everything like that. Okay, we'll stop here. Gracious Shkoya for everybody, for listening. Good questions and everything.